And the Bible was written by some very, very far-sighted individuals. I mean, not originally written so much as rewritten from ancient translations. So the name of God is hallowed, or should be. Thy kingdom come. This is a prophecy, and a good one in a way, although it's very unfortunately referred to. There is no doubt about it that the heaven, as seen coming to earth by the visionaries and prophets throughout the centuries, this is going to come. There isn't any doubt at all about this. It must come. So this thy kingdom come is inferring this prophecy that the full kingdom where God reigns will come. Of course, what it doesn't state either is that God reigns on all kingdoms, good, bad, and indifferent. It must do and must permeate all things, whether it be the poison of a cobra, or the love of a Jesus, or one of the perfects of Saturn, or the radiations of a sun, or the invisibility of a central sun, or the great visionary aspects of a Lord of creation. It's still permeated by the one divine creative source or absolute. But this prayer is extremely limited in its boundaries, and it's made so, I think, purposely limited, so that probably it could be understood better by limited intelligences, number one, and number two, it fit in better with the orthodox dogma that was being created. Note, that was being created by the very clever and astute businessmen who worked out the Bible, or worked out a translation or a version of it. Thy will be done. Yes, this must happen. The will of God, or the law of karma, must come about. There isn't any force that is greater than this. I'm sorry, there is a force that's greater than this, but that force cannot interfere with an essential part of itself, or chooses not to interfere with an essential part of itself. So therefore, the will of God, another word is the law of karma, another term, will be done. Contrary to all appearances, this will be done. And in this respect, the prayer is a good one.